Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it tonight. This is your host, Carmen. I'll be speaking to you tonight. Blessings. And let me begin with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time. Thank you for allowing us to gather together in your name. And Lord, I just pray that tonight's message would touch people's heart, that will touch them in a way that they'll never be the same. They will realize how much you love them and how much you love others. Lord, I just pray that tonight you speak through me, that your word, my words be your words, and that they be anointed, not just words, but anointed words to move and touch people's hearts in a way they've never touched them before. Lord, minister through me to your people and touch the hearts that are in need tonight. And we just ask you to bless PGN and all of the PGN family, Father God. I ask you to put your blood over them, the blood of Jesus over them, to protect them, to watch over them. And Lord, I pray that that everyone on the airways will listen, Father God, and that you protect us, Father God, from any attacks of any kind. And we just praise you, Lord, for your protection and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, it's a bit early, but I have to work so late. I work the night shift, so I don't want to stop doing this because I know that there are many people that need and have needs, and I know I'm supposed to do this, and I know that God will give me a way, and he'll show me how to do this. It is a challenge, and when things are always shifting, it's a little bit hectic, but it is a blessing. So my hours are going to be earlier, but I will be here a little longer than last week and the week before. I'll be able to minister to people tonight. So if you want to be ministered to tonight after the message, on your phone pad, you can dial the number 1, and then you'll hear you're in the queue. And if you can click it again, it'll tell you you're off the queue. So make sure that you're in the queue, and I'll know on my end because I'll see a little hand raised up letting me know that you are wanting ministry tonight. I will not pick on you if you don't have your hands raised, okay, because we don't do that. We respect your privacy. So let us begin with the message for tonight. And it's about the lost. And this message is not only for those that may feel themselves that they're lost, or maybe it might be for somebody that you know that may be lost. I had a message, but the Lord changed it on me, and I obeyed. So I knew that it was from the Lord. And I'll go on with that, but allow me to play a little bit of music before we start. Get your cup of coffee and let's gather around and listen to what the Lord has to say tonight. So with that, I leave you with the song Salvation Is Your Name by Joshua Aaron.
Call
upon. There is a name by which I am saved.
Yeshua. That's the name that Jesus was called when he lived on the earth, Yeshua. That's his real name, Yeshua. But in English, we say Jesus. Well, I'll be talking to you about the lost, salvation. And again, let me remind those that just came in that if you want to be ministered tonight, on your keypad, dial 1, and it'll tell you that you are in the queue. And if you don't want to be in the queue, you click 1 again, and it'll take you off the queue. So there's many people, but only one person has their hand raised. So after the message, I mean, I will only answer the ones that have their hands raised. All right, so I had a message. And 2 days ago, I felt like the Lord was wanting to change the message for me. And I listened really closely to Prophet Randy when he ministers. And he had ministered something about the lost coins and how the woman had lost her coins and she was happy when she found them. And so something happened about 2 days ago that I work at night, and one of my coworkers, we just do light chit-chat. Well, how are you? You know, and so I asked him the same question that I asked him last week. I said, well, what did they preach at your church? You know, what was the message? I'm always curious to know what ministers are preaching, because a lot of times when the Holy Spirit is speaking, he'll be saying the same thing, maybe in a different way with a different perspective, but it's the same message. So I asked this man, and it almost was like he almost got mad. And I'm like, he goes, last week I asked him that same question, and I said, well, what was the message? He goes, oh, I can't remember. And then I asked again, and he said this week, he goes, oh, I stopped going to church. And so I said, but why? And he goes, oh, there's a lot of hypocrites in the church. And I go, but, you know, the Word of God says that we're supposed to go to church, that we're supposed to congregate. And so many questions came out of that conversation. He started asking, you know, well, he didn't believe that God only saved some people. He believed that everybody was saved. And I think this man is very fearful. And I've known him for some years back, but I came back to this workplace, and they know me there from years ago. So recently I returned. But it was in a different position. And all the employees know this man is very fearful. At night he'll turn on the lights. And just recently we had one of the employees catch COVID and died. And this was a believer, and he knew him for many years. He was not only a coworker, but he was a friend. So I think he had a lot of things on his mind. And he knew that I was a believer. And he just came on strong, like I needed to give him the answers or something. And it was hard, you know. It was like I felt like a machine gun was being, you know, directed at me, like da-da-da-da-da, with all these questions. He mentioned that his brother-in-law or brother was an atheist and that he read a lot of books, but he didn't really pinpoint what was it that he was saying. And so he was saying that his children didn't serve the Lord and that they had free will. And I'm like, you know, he's throwing all these questions, but didn't give me a chance to just, you know, give him an answer for what I felt that the Lord was trying to give me. So I had to quickly leave because I had to do my job. And so I left and I went to the room where I do my work. And I paused and meditated and I prayed and I said, Lord, this man has a lot of questions about salvation. Apparently he doesn't know you. And that really stirred my heart, because that's one of the things that is really big to me. I want to know that people are saved, that they're not going to miss that and, you know, live a life of religious of living and realize that later on they weren't really saved. Because it's not only about hearing God's word, it's being a doer of God's word. And so if you say that you believe, then there's got to be some works to it. So I prayed, and I had a whole bunch of things. I started looking at the scriptures, and the Lord was showing me how much he loved him, how much he loved the lost. And I found a bunch of scriptures, and I didn't have where to write them, so I wrote it on a paper towel. I wrote a whole bunch of scriptures on the paper towel. And then I went back in and I said, here are these scriptures. And I prayed that God would, as he would read the scriptures, would reveal himself to him. And, I mean, I could tell that he didn't want to hear it. But I'm praying that he would take those scriptures and start looking at them, even though he was like standoffish afterwards. So I'm praying for him, And so God says he loves people. He loves those that are especially the ones that are lost. And they're going to give you their stories. And there's three types of lost people. Those that were once his and gave their backs to him. They're like the prodigal. And then there's the lost sheep. The sheep that is grazing around and loses its way. And that may be many of us that, you know, we're living life. We're living life and we're doing it the best we can, but the cares of the world sometimes pulls us away from the things of God. And we find ourselves in a place where we're like, how did I get here? And so, like, I heard a story about this lady that was saying that she hadn't seen her friend in so long. And once she saw her friend, she says, well, why did we lose touch? And the other one says, well, I guess it was just life. You know, things, you know, we had families and we had to spend time on other things and we lost touch with each other, with your friends. And so God is our friend and we shouldn't lose touch with him. We shouldn't allow the things and the cares of the world to pull us away. So that can make us lost. And then there's the other one that's the one that's totally lost, that never knew God. And God needs to know about God. That's the third lost one. So there's different types of people that are lost. Those that are in the church, that just turn their back on God. Those that, you know, like the sheep, you know, ignorantly, they get pulled away. And then the truly lost that never knew him. And so God loves it. Through that, those scriptures, as I was reading them, I realized, man, God, you really do love the lost. And then I remembered the scripture of John 3:16, such a simple scripture that they teach you when kids are in Bible school. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that they wouldn't perish but have everlasting life, right? And so I'm like, it just was hitting me. And so that's what I felt like that prophecy that Prophet Randy this past week had given me about the coins, you know, the lost coins. And that's what it was. And I love that scripture. And it was God's way of letting me know, because I love that scripture when the woman loses her coins and then she lets everybody know and she's all happy. So how much more happier is God? That's an analogy of God saying, look, when the lost are found, I'm happy. Heaven is rejoicing because they're found. Heaven rejoices when you come back to him, when the prodigal comes back home, when the lost come back, when this lost sheep is found and brought back. God is happy. I remember losing a remote to a fan, and it was, oh, man, I couldn't turn on that fan. It was so hot in the room, and I had installed the fan. And so I had this little remote control fan thing, and I couldn't find it for the world. Months and months went by. And finally, I found that remote control one day, and I used a flashlight. I used a flashlight to look around because, you know, it can get dark in my room. And so finally, I found it. Oh my goodness, I was so happy that I found the remote because I was able to use it. And so God is happy when we come back to him and when we're led astray by the enemy, whether you never knew him, whether you knew him, whether you willfully turned your back to him, he is happy when you turn back, when you're there, because he loves you. He loves you. He doesn't want you to be away. I mean, wouldn't you love your child if they're away and they come back home? You'd be the happiest parent, right, alive. My child has come back. So God, how much more doesn't God feel that for us? And another thing that God was showing me through all of this is that many times we lead our lives and we don't realize that we have a purpose in our lives. God has a purpose and a plan. It says it in Jeremiah 29:11. And for some reason, God has had me on that scripture. He had me find an old Bible with an old cover that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So God has a plan and a hope, a future for you. But you also have to be in agreement with that hope and that future, because God can speak all these blessings. I mean, you can go to church and you can have prophets and teachers and everybody prophesying over you the blessings that God wants to give you, and that is true. It would be a season to give you that. But if you're not walking in that and walking in the works of that, then you're not going to receive that. You won't be able to receive what God has already said that he wants to give you. And many people miss the boat on that, and they go, "Well, that wasn't God. Then that prophecy wasn't of the Lord." No, it was. It may have been of the Lord, but you didn't do your part. You didn't do your part. So even though we're in God's fold, there are still things that we have to do to draw closer to him, to walk in what he says. And then it's like I'm hearing the scripture right now. It says, "Draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you." As you move close to God, God moves closer to you. As you move closer, he'll draw closer. And before you know it, there is a meeting point in that drawing close that takes place, that miraculous thing that suddenly happens when you draw close to God. And then things start moving, things start working. But sometimes God has to strengthen your muscles in order for you to be able to use them later on, right? And so just a lot of thoughts about salvation that's been a high priority in my life. But then the Lord was showing me that's what all ministries are all about. It should be about the lost, about those that are lost. Whatever reasons they have for being lost, that's the main focus on ministries. But many ministries miss the point because they focus on other activities, other things, and they miss the main idea why they're there. It's to reach the lost, to reach the lost. If they have nothing else in a church, but if they reach the lost, they've done exactly what God wants them to do, because that is God's heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that they would not perish but have everlasting life. And so there's these scriptures that I wrote and I gave him. One is in John 5:12. It says, "Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." So many people think they have life, but all they have is religiosity. They go to church, they do this and do that, and then when trials, tribulations, things happen, circumstances happen, then the true self comes out, and you really know if they're really truly believed in what God said or not. And then there's John 1:12, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." So as you believe in his name, he gives you the right to be his children. So not everybody is his child. Not everybody. It's those that believe in his name. Then he gives them the right to be his children. And we don't know what goes on, but within a heart, only God sees that. John 3:18, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." There, just a few weeks back, this one person that I thought was a believer was saying that Jesus wasn't God, that he was an angel. He's all into this Jewish mysticism, and he's lost the boat. All the studying, I mean, he would study the Torah, and he missed the boat on who really Jesus is. And so it doesn't dawn on him that he's going through all this stuff. I mean, he's being attacked like crazy. And people were praying for him in the name of Jesus, and he got better. Yet now he rejects him. How is that? That is crazy. So he never believed in his name. So we have to be careful. We have to come to Jesus, okay, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him, through Jesus, through the Son. It says Matthew 7:13-14, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. So there's a narrow gate and a wide gate. The wide gate, a lot of people are going through that wide gate, and they're going straight to hell. But the narrow gate is not an easy path to take. It's going to be hard. Let me say that again. That narrow gate, that narrow path is hard, and only a few go through it. Only a few. And that was one of the questions this man said. You know, well, so you're trying to say that only a few people are going to make it and not everybody? And I'm like, exactly. He goes, I can't believe that God would do that. And I go, well, that's on God's terms, not on ours. I go, that's what it is. And so I gave him these scriptures so that he could read it and realize, I'm not saying this. I'm not making this up. This is God. So we see in those three analogies, through those stories, that God does love people. The Lord helps us to understand that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so God rejoices when we do come back to his path. And maybe you're one of those people that need to come back. But it's not saying a prayer that's going to make a magic happen. It's you deciding that you're going to believe, that you're going to believe in his name, and that you're going to walk. If you're going to believe, if you believe in something, then you walk in it, right? And you work in it. So if you're one of those lost, just repent tonight and ask God to help you and do it daily. It's not a one-time thing with one-time prayer. It's a daily living. And that's where many people miss it. They go to church, oh, well, I said a prayer. No, that's just your prayer of confession, but your walk has to go with it. Your walk and your talk, your actions, your works, that goes with it, not the other way around. And you've heard me talk about living from the inside out. Living from the inside out is saying, yes, Lord, I believe I'm going to do this on a daily basis. That's coming from the inside. Now, you saying, oh, yeah, I know there is a God, so I treat people good. This is what this man says. Oh, but I'm good to other people. I don't do evil to other people. And so because he believed his way from the outside in, he believed that his works were the ones that were going to get him into heaven. But he didn't do what God was telling him to do, to congregate, to seek his word, to love him and obey him with what he said in his word. He got it backwards. And a lot of religious people get it backwards. They do works from the outside, not from the inside. And those works come after you believe. Amen? So I hope I made things a little clearer tonight. What salvation truly is. And I pray that if you are walking in that religious spirit, that today you just repent and do things God's way. And you in your private time, tell the Lord you're sorry, you're back, that you're listening. Okay? So, Father God, I just pray that you touch the listeners and touch those that may be ministering to other people in the future, in this week, in the next coming days, that you would equip them with words that they would minister to the people that are lost, to bring the lost back into the fold, Lord. And those that have never known you, that they would be used to minister to them with words that will reach their hearts so that they will know that there is a true God and that you are listening and that you love them. We just thank you for that. And now, Lord, I just pray that you use me tonight to minister to those that are on the line. We just give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, everybody, I'll start taking calls right now. Remember, dial 1 if you want to be ministered to. All right, let's see. Let's see who came in first. Okay, 281-731, your name and where you're from. 281-731, your name and where you're from.
I am, I'm Evelyn, and I'm from Texas. And,
Evelyn, I really
enjoyed your message on tonight. And what I'm praying is the Lord would expand my ministry and draw me closer to him. And I have a second prayer. I also want to get married. My husband passed away in 2012.
Okay. Let me seek for you first, and then I'll pray. Give me a moment. I'll place you on mute. All right.
Okay.
Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord Evelyn from Texas, Lord, you know her heart. You know how lonely it gets sometimes. And, Lord, her heart's desire, and it's your desire, because if she's desiring these things, Father God, they're your desire. But I pray, Father God, that you bring someone alongside of her that has the same heart to minister to other people, Father God. A man that will serve you, that will be there for her and for your people, that together they'll be a powerhouse, Father God, to serve for the glory of God. And, Lord, I just pray for her ministry. Father God, help her to realize that it is the lost that need you. And, Lord, as she focuses on that, that the purpose of her ministry would be surrounded by what you believe, Lord. And, Lord, I just pray that you use her mightily, that you give her creative ways to minister to the lost and to do things in your ministry, in her ministry for you. Guide her, lead her, and give her clarity in her mind and a direction, a clear direction as to how she needs to do these things. Bless her with that future spouse, Father God. And Father God, do not let her encounter something that's fake either, because the enemy likes to put things that are not of you, and that it be a man that is set on and to do what is right, and that when she sees him, she'll know it in her spirit, Father God, that you'll give her confirmation of it, that she will not have a counterfeit of what she's asking, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me get back to Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes. And do understand that when you find someone to be that person that you want to marry, you have to be real careful too, because the enemy likes to bring people into our lives that look like the real thing, but it's not the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you will know. It all starts with friendship. When you become friends, then you get to know each other. You know, there's that courtship that takes place. And so it doesn't happen by magic either. People want the blessing, but they don't work for the blessing. You have to work on you, and you'll draw who you are. You're going to draw who you are. Now, if you don't want something that's fake, you can't be fake either. You're just going to have to be the real deal. The real deal. I'm just telling you from my heart, you know, the way that I've seen it before, and I've even stopped people from continuing with a relationship, not because I wanted to, because the Lord showed mm-hmm. me that, like, for example, mm-hmm. some years back, there was this young lady, she was dating this young man, and this young mm-hmm. man had this terrible temper. And there was something about my spirit that I just didn't, I was like, and I pulled her aside, and I never did that before. I never, I don't mm-hmm. get involved in other people's relationship. But I pulled her aside, and I said, honey, I don't think this is the young man for you. I believe that God has something better for you. I go, be careful. This is not it. And yes. she was, well, thank you. And she was polite, and she did yes. listen. And I found out years later, that she had listened and left that young man. And mm-hmm. she found a man that even looked like her, had the same background as preacher's kids. And she right. almost yeah. missed it because she was like, she was lonely. She wanted to get married. But yes. she almost missed it because she wanted to fill a need. But she wasn't willing to wait, but she did listen. And so we don't want to do like Abraham because he wanted something so bad. He wanted that son so bad that he listened yes. to Sarah, and they went and had it, an Ishmael. And you don't want yes. an Ishmael. You don't want so an Ishmael. Much. You want an Isaac, one that'll make you laugh.
Yes,
because Lord, the blessings yes. of the Lord will make you laugh because you'll be happy.
Amen.
You'll be happy.
Amen.
So, you know,
well, I thank you so much.
At
the present time, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, it's the phones. They have like a little delay, and it always happens.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Don't worry.
Oh, well, I am actually at the present time, I'm talking to a guy, but I really don't know if he's the one or not. So God would let me know if he's the one, right?
Oh, yeah. He'll let you know.
Okay.
And he'll give you but don't wear these pink-colored glasses either, where you just let go of the little things that the Lord starts showing you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no man is perfect and no woman is perfect.
Right. Right,
but sometimes
yeah.
God will give you warnings, so don't disregard the warnings. It's like when
okay.
you go through a light and you're going
mm-hmm.
through the green light and all of a sudden the green light turns yellow and you
yeah.
disregard it.
mm-hmm.
You have to pay attention. So
yes, right.
and the best way to know a person where they let their guards down is when they're around other people.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Yeah, so as you're with other people and mingling with other people, you're going to see a different facet. You're going to see a different facet of them with their family,
mm-hmm.
With their brothers. You're going to know the real
yeah.
deal.
Right.
You're going to know, you know. And so, and if they want to cross the line, if they want to be, you know, doing things that is not of the Lord, oh, because they
yeah.
love you and because they're promising you all this stuff. No.
Okay.
You know, like I say, yeah. you want this, put a ring on it.
Amen.
Those are the warning
so
signs.
That's
Those
all right.
Signs.
Yeah, I really
okay.
appreciate that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
But remember this, ministry is about the lost, whether they're the lost that are people that are have been in the church, people that never
yes.
knew God, or people
uh-huh.
that strayed away and they didn't know that, you know, they had gone away and they didn't realize, you know how sheep are, they're dumb, they don't know, they're grazing on grass, and before you know it, they're all the way over there and the rest of the sheep are over here. And they
yes,
don't realize
yeah.
that. And so that's the ministry. The main focal point of it all is people, the lost.
Amen.
And so you got to keep that.
Yes.
And Jesus went for the one and left the 99.
Yes.
Okay. He
yes,
left
he
the
did.
One and left the 99 because he knew the 99
yes.
were okay. But it was the ones that were lost that weren't okay.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Thank you so much. We got to focus on that. So I know that this message was of the Lord. I know it was of the Lord.
Because
God, I had a message, and then he changed it on me. And it was confirmed through Prophet Randy, too. I mean, that's why we got to listen to the prophecies, because God gives you code words, little clues. Little clues to what you have to do for this week or for the next week or for maybe a year. God gives you clues in the words of prophecy.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Is there anything
else
you would like me? You're welcome. Is there anything else you need prayer for?
No, I think you covered, you know, the things that I needed prayer for, and I really appreciate it.
Well, God bless you. And you have a great week.
God bless you too.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. I have a lot of callers on the line. Nobody's raising their hands. You dial one, and you'll be in the queue. All right. Let me go to my next caller. Let's see. Which one's this one? I got to check this out first. Okay. Okay, 251-229, your name and where you're from.
It's Sarah. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Sarah. God bless
Hi.
You. Give me a moment. Let me mute you and then I'll come back. All right, Sarah. All right, thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Oh, I praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're bringing some sweetness in her life, Father God. I see you, Lord, holding a candy dish and giving it and putting it in front of Sarah and sharing candy like something sweet is coming her way, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for that sweetness, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because all good things come from you. And I thank you, Lord, because this will encourage her, Father God, for some of the days that she's gone by, and that you're letting her see that the best is yet to come, and there's more to come, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, because more is to come. And as she stands strong in you and believes you, Lord, that there's more to come. But I thank you, Father God, for the sweetness that are coming into her life. And as she walks in it, there's more to come in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, Sarah.
Amen. Hi.
Yeah, I saw the Lord, you know, with a candy dish, candies, like little wrapped candies, giving you candies. So as you take them, because you got to take it, and that's part of believing, right? Believing and walking in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to come. It's just a taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen?
Yeah.
So I saw him standing in front of you, just extending you some sweetness. I don't know what that means or how that's going to come, but in your obedience, you're going to find out. Amen? So
Amen.
Is there any prayers? Do you
want to
say anything?
I receive it. Well, I'm not really like, I guess since it's just me being a single parent and it's just both of us, Leah and my daughter, I would eventually like a mate, but I'm not looking for one right now. But whatever the Lord says and whatever he has in the works for me, I'm just praying for his guidance in my life.
Yeah. Yes. Let me give you this advice. As you move out there, you know, we want the blessings, and we can pray and prophesy, you know. You can hear people prophesying over you about the different blessings. The blessings of the Lord are always coming. But when they take place and when you possess those promised land is when you walk into it. You remember when the 12 tribes were sent into the promised land and only two believed and the other 10 didn't believe?
Uh-huh.
And so the other 10 died off, and they didn't get what God wanted for them. The only two that believed, they believed first, and then they walked into it. So there's one part. Believing is the one part. Yes, I believe. I mean, we can believe too. We're blue. But if we're not taking actions to do some works to show God that you're in belief, that you're believing what he's saying, then it's not going to take place. Like Joshua and Caleb, they believed. They saw. He says, oh, yeah, God, there's giants. There were giant grapes. There were this and that, you know. They didn't focus on what was the negative. The negative, there's always going to be giants in the land. There's always going to be giants in whatever it is that God promises us, right? And you overcome that. But your faith has to be greater in believing what God says than focusing on what God, the enemy says. Or I'm getting too old. Or I'm not good enough, good looking enough. Or I'm not a certain color. Or I'm not this. Or men like this. Or men like that. No. That's believing what the enemy's saying. You have to say, okay. Well, I'm getting myself ready. I'm being a woman of God, the man of God that I want to attract. I got to be the woman that I want to, the woman that the man wants, that I want to attract. So when you start doing that, you're going to go to church. You're going to be doing what you need to be doing, because it's not 50 and 50. It's 100% and 100% that make a relationship 100%.
Amen.
You have to be standing in your own, on your own two feet with the Lord. Otherwise, you're going to attract 50%. And that's not what
That's not what you want.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I want a man that knows how to stand on his own two feet. Because when the rubber meets the road, you need somebody that's strong in the Lord, that you know that when you're down, that person's going to be up. And when you're up, you're going to be able to lift the other person up. But if that person is halfway, oh, dear Lord. You know. You know, you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to face even more challenges in your future because you picked the wrong person. Because you're wanting to, like I said to the lady before, you want an Ishmael. And that's going to create problems, because an Ishmael is a person in the flesh. An Ishmael is a person in bondage. An Ishmael is a person, the son of the slave. Okay? Now, Isaac was the son of the free woman. So you want an Isaac. You don't want an Ishmael. So you have to walk in God and allow God to do some changes in you. And while you're doing that, when it's the perfect timing, all you have to do is, Lord, prepare him. Prepare him. Make sure that he's prepared, that he's walking right, and he's listening, and you're going to bring us together whatever day that is. But, you know, don't focus on that. Focus on God and the blessing of seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added on. God knows your heart's desires. You're desiring that. That's because God's putting that in you, right? But desire him first above all things. And then as your desires change as you seek him more and more. And you're going to desire the same things that God desires. And so what God desires will come into your life. Let me give you an example. I was living in California, and I was tired of California. It was expensive. And one day as I was praying, I was a mother of three, and I was praying, and I said, Lord, I want to go to Italy. You know, I was seeking God so much, I said, I want to go to Italy. And I knew that wasn't me, because years before, they had offered my husband to go to Italy, and I didn't want to. I didn't want it, because I was a young bride, and I didn't want to be away from the United States. It scared me to be in another country. But here, there was some years later, and as I was seeking God, my desires started changing, and the Lord had put that in my heart. And do you know, 2 weeks later, my husband says, guess where we're going? I go, where? He says, we're going to Italy. I go, what? And I was like, Lord, that was you. Because I know that wasn't me. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go. But God wanted me to go because he knows I'm a visual learner. There were some things that I needed to see over there with my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And live and experience. And so that helped me to understand scriptures better, too. And so do you understand now that as you see God and you dwell in him, you spend time in him, it's like a husband and wife. You know, you've seen couples that they almost finish each other's sentences. They don't even need to say anything. They know what each other is saying. Well, the same thing happens with the Lord. You're one with God, and you just know exactly, no, that God told me, no, not there. You know already because you spend time with him. But if you don't spend time with him, how are you going to know a person if you don't spend time with him? So God wants us to seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And all these things
will be added. Yeah, because as you see God first, you're changing. Your desires are going to change to God's desires. And then when you start praying, your prayers are going to be God's desires. And so what's going to happen? They're going to come to pass because you're lined up with God. It's no longer
Amen.
You that lives, but Christ that lives in you. It's no more what Sarah desires. It's what God desires.
Amen.
So that's why that prayer happened so fast. It was already in line. God was already putting it in line, but he needed me to open my mouth and pray it because I had been spending so much time with him that my mouth started opening up to speak what God says that, you know, he wanted. Even though years later, before, I was, like, very carnal, I didn't want to go to Italy. I said, no, and we didn't go. We didn't go. I said, I don't want to go there. It's a choice. And so God said, okay. So when I prayed that, it happened. And it wasn't anything special about me. No, it was because I was in tune. I was lining up myself with him. So as you speak, mm-hmm. as you see God and you start praying for that man, you're going to realize that God is going to be praying the man that he wants for you, not the one that you want for yourself.
Amen.
And with that... And then when you line up to do God, the kingdom of God first, you know, you'll be drawing closer and you probably might even have passed by each other and not even know it. But because you're not lining up with God, you're not lining up with each other. So seek you first.
Put him first
in
everything.
I sound like a broken record with that, and seeking God from the inside out, it sounds like I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but eventually you guys will get it. So,
amen to that.
Jesus, we just pray for Sarah. We pray for her daughter, Father God, that as she seeks you first, as Sarah seeks you first, that things will line up according to God's perfect will, Father God. And Lord, I just pray for that spouse, that future spouse, Father God, that you prepare them, that, Father God, that they be that the spouse, the perfect spouse for Sarah, Father God, the one that you want. I pray, Father God, that as she hides herself in you, that she will speak those things that are not as though they were. I thank you, Lord, because she's lining up. She's lining up to your will, doing your ways, your will, your way, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Yes,
ooh,
Lord.
Thank
that
you, Lord.
Something came out.
Thank
I
you,
felt
Lord.
That one. Like, that lined up right there. So, Sarah, you understand it now, right?
Oh, yes, I do. I really do. And that's what I'm doing. If I'm thinking, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it takes time. It takes time, you know, and just, you know, you do what God's asking you to do. You live the life of God, serving God, doing, okay, what if you were already married? What would you be doing?
I'll
right?
still be serving
what would you
him.
Be doing? Exactly. Okay,
putting him
so
first and the head in the center.
Exactly. So do what you're supposed to be doing, and then he'll find you. He'll
and
find
all
you.
These things will be added.
Exactly. He'll find
added
you.
Unto
he'll
you.
Find
yeah.
you doing. He'll find you doing what God says that you're supposed to be doing. He'll find you doing the things of God, and then look over there.
Well,
say,
I had
ooh.
Someone I had someone interested and I didn't feel the leading of the Lord. I just didn't and he was like, what's wrong? What's going on? And I was like, I just don't feel the leading of the Lord. And I didn't tell him that, but I was just like, keep on, be safe and anything, you know, because I didn't feel the leading of the Lord. So I'm not out there chasing someone down, you know?
Yeah, it starts with a friendship. And then when you start becoming friends and you get closer, that way you get to know each other. It's not through magic. It's
I know,
like,
right?
You know, a lot of people watch too much Hollywood. That's not how it is. You become friends and you realize you have something in common. Then the Lord starts confirming. Then the confirmation comes later on. But a friendship has to take place. You observe. Many people end up falling in love because they become friends. And then they realize, oh, man, I don't want to live without this person. This person is good for me. This person, I love this person. Because they develop. That's what courtship is all about. And you may not like a person at the beginning. You're like, no, I don't like him. He's not that good looking. And, you know, then you start seeing their true person from the inside. And you're like, ooh, that's starting to look good to me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not always the outward appearance. Sometimes people miss out on a person, not because, you know, they're not the best looking person, but they're missing out on the person of God that's inside of them, and that's valuable. You're just missing out. And some of these women are just after these good-looking guys, but they're good-looking on the outside, but there's nothing on the inside. And so you have to spend time with that. That's what courtship is about, you know, spending time with each other, getting to know each other as friends, eating together. How you get along with each other's family, you know, things like that, you know, because your inner circle, your outer circle, everything gets affected. It's like that young lady that she was after this young guy because he was a soldier and he looked good on the outside, but I did not like him. And I never get involved, but God had me open my mouth. And I did. Mm. And I'm glad I did because it confirmed to her what she was supposed to do. And because she did, years later, she found her true man of God. And he was a preacher's kid just like her. They even look like each other. They favor each other. And they had beautiful girls, beautiful daughters. I was like, wow, thank you, Jesus. I was so happy to find that out. And this, I found out about years later, but I took a leap of faith. I said, I felt it so strong, and I said it. Because back then, I didn't even know that I was called to be a prophet. But I would see things, and I would blur them out and say them. And they would come to pass. And I was like, wow, God. So this is my advice to you. Just, you know, do what you're supposed to do. Be in the church. Do what God's told you to do already. And then he'll find you.
And they will be
adding
unto you.
Lord, help us to find me. Yeah, it's God's desire. You desire it. It's God's desire. And it doesn't matter how old a person is. I mean, just the other, like about 2 months ago, I was talking to this one lady that she works with the military and retirees and things like that. And we were talking about some other thing, and she was telling me that this 70-year-old, I think it was, or 70-year-old that she got invited to some wedding in Florida. The lady had been divorced, and she had her husband had passed away, and I think she was getting married again after all those years. So she had gotten invited. So she was a lot older, but she was getting married. So I'm like, wow, that's a Sarah moment, right, Sarah?
Right.
Sarah, like Abraham, get it?
Oh, yeah.
So don't be in a hurry. And sometimes we want to be in a hurry, and we'll tell our boyfriends, oh, it's time, let's do it now. And you want to hurry things up, and you might hurry an Ishmael or the wrong timing. And so,
oh yeah,
just yes, things have to be put in order. Things have to have a date, and you know, but don't do anything rushed. Amen.
Yeah, because he's a God of order, and he would hate for us God of disorder. So if we put things together our own selves, and it's not
mm-hmm.
God's timing and not God's ways, then of course it's just going to crumble. It's not going to work.
Or what if in that timing, that's not the man, and here you're trying to have him pursue you quicker, and he's not the one, and right before you get married, God brings the real one. And you, because you wanted to, I know ladies that have been divorced. This was years ago when I was young in the Lord and the things of God, and I seen them, they were so lonely that they wanted to have a spouse, and the first dude that pretended that he was a God-fearing man that will go to church, and they know where to go, too. They know where to go to look for a woman, a good woman. And sure enough, they would get married, and then they were in the prayer line. Oh, my husband this, my husband that. And I was like, ooh, was that God or was that them? They picked something that wasn't God, the Ishmael. And so they suffered after that. So don't be in a hurry, ladies. Don't be in a hurry to get something that might be an Ishmael later on. Wait and let God confirm it to you. Develop a relationship. That's what courtship is about. It helps you to not fall in the wrong thing. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Depend on God's guidance and not your guidance.
Exactly.
Exactly. Just, you know, and there'll be, and that's why you have to listen to the prophetic word, because sometimes in the prophetic word, there may be something there that God will later on will say, telling you this, and he'll give you clues. And so I listen to what I'm told, and I listen to it over again. I'm like, Lord, what are you saying here? And when it does happen, I'm like, oh, I know now. And then I go with assurance. I know how to move. So, but a lot of times God is speaking blessings, but we miss out on our blessings. God could say, oh, yeah, you have somebody that you're looking at and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you go, oh, so he must be on the way. And so, or you might have somebody in your life and, oh, because God said it, well, you know, and you do nothing about it. You might have that person walk out on you because they got tired of waiting. For those that already have somebody and you're not making the move to, you know, say, okay, let's plan the wedding. But no, because, you know, you think that's going to wait forever. People get tired too and they move on and you may lose your blessing. So you got to be, there's two sides to everything. Just like with this, with the lost, you know, our focus has to be on the lost, or maybe we're the lost. There's two sides to it. So, and everything that we do, there's two sides to it, you know, and we need to do our part. We have a responsibility also. Amen?
Amen. I totally agree.
Do you have
wait
a
on
testimony?
The Lord.
Anything that you like to say?
Well, the testimony is I'm just believing, you know, I'm just enjoying tonight. and the testimony that I have for the rest of the week is that the Lord is, wait on the Lord and he would add everything unto you, you know. Situations that I had to face this week, he gave me the answers to them. I just had to wait on him to complete something involving insurances. Just have the faith and he will be there to deliver you out of any situation. And sometimes, you know, we have a Job moment where the Lord wants to, you know, we love him, we say we're going to believe in him and everything, but sometimes you go through the test. And when you go through the test, you get end up with the testimony. So the Lord wants to see, I'm going to bring you through, but I just want to see what's going on with you. So that's amazing. Well, I love him.
Well, I'll give you another story that will help you to understand sometimes that you take it slow and steady. I had my furnace break down, right? I had done something and it wouldn't turn on. And I was like, oh, man, how am I going to get this thing working? And I'm a fixer-upper. I do everything. I look on YouTube for everything, you know, to fix everything. I do my electrical, my fans, everything. I'm a handy woman, not because I want to, because of need. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to have to call somebody, and that's going to cost money. I said, Lord, you are my husband. You said that you're my husband. I need help here. So I called this one place. And I called them because they were close to me. And so they came, and this one guy was saying, oh, it's going to be like $500. Well, we can change the board on it. It might be the whole thing. And he's tweaking and doing this and that. And I'm like, I'm sweating pellets. And I'm like, Lord, how am I going to do this? And so I called in the office because I couldn't have the man come in the day that he said that he was going to come a certain day, but he didn't come. And so it was postponed. So I call again, and the girl in the office was so mean. I almost felt like she may have been the daughter of the owner, and that she was just, you know, treating people the way she felt like it. And that started getting me a little upset. So I like, when is he going to come and blah, blah, blah. Well, he's got to do another job. I go, well, but he was the one that said that he was coming on this day, and I have to work. So little did I know, God was setting it up. And I'm like, Lord, how am I going to pay for this? I'm here, you know, sweating it. And so finally I said, I felt like something was telling me, and I know it was the Holy Spirit, get this other company. I go, Lord, but that's more expensive. Get the other company. So I called the other company. They came in, boom, boom, boom. I go, what did you do? He goes, oh, there was nothing wrong with it. It just needed a reset button. The other guy was going to take me for a ride because I waited and I didn't hurry up and wait on them. I listened to what the Holy Spirit was telling me, and I went with what God was telling me to do. So he only charged me for the house visit versus I would have gotten gypped off for something that really wasn't damaged, you see? And so you have to wait and listen, God, what are you trying to tell me? And that's what blesses God's heart, when we stop and we seek him first. Because in seeking him first, whatever you do is going to bring him glory, okay? And those are the works that are not going to be burned up in the day of judgment. The things that God does in your life through you. Now, what you do in your own strength, that's going to be burned up. You see? And so he knows that we have to listen, that we have to take time to listen to hear him. But if you're a businessman, you see, God, what do I do in this situation? If you're a mother, Lord, how do I deal with this daughter? He created her. How do I deal with this daughter? What do you want me to do? And you listen closely to what the Holy Spirit is saying, then he's going to guide you. And it could be something so simple, or do this, or say that, or don't do this, or don't do anything at all. Just be quiet. I know that God has told me to be quiet about certain things with certain people, because he knew they had a spirit of pride, And if I got to speaking with them, I would be entangled with them, and they would stomp on whatever I said, the words of God that I would say. So there's, we really do need to start learning how to walk in the spirit and not walk in our fleshes anymore. And so that's another thing. But we have to stop and listen. Stop and listen. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say or pray about?
No, I just want to thank the Lord for you and the show tonight. I have learned so much. And the main key to everything is wait upon the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire.
And look to see who's the lost, because that's mainly God's heart, the lost, whether it's the lost in your family, and just be careful. And if you don't follow what God is saying, then you're going to get yourself in trouble, even in seeking wisdom for somebody that's lost. Right. Amen.
Right.
Well, hey, Sarah, well, you have a wonderful week. You'll be blessed. And come back next week and bring us some testimonies.
Yeah, I am, you know, I'm working with my daughter with her, you know, with salvation, and we're praying together and doing things of that nature. And aside from praying together, I even add, after I read the word, I do a crossword puzzle, just things to kind of, you know, grow closer to the Lord. And it would be reading the word along with maybe doing a crossword puzzle, or just things to draw closer to him, to let him know I'm spending time with him in various ways. So those are certain things that I'm teaching my daughter, you know, to just cry to him for anything, and he will direct your steps.
You know, a story just came up to my mind of when I was going to school. And the Lord had given me this story this past week, so I know I'm supposed to give it. I was in school, and we were doing our final test, but we were having finals for all the other classes. And I was super tired, and I was like, I laid in my bed, and I said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I go, this is just a lot of learning, all to cram it all in one night. I can't, Lord. If I don't sleep, I can't function tomorrow. Lord, I'm trusting that you're going to help me. I can't do it anymore. I just cried out to the Lord. And all the other students, there were some believers. And we really didn't know who was who, because we didn't have the time. We were like from class to class. And so the professor had told us, well, on the first hour, I want you guys to go and study together. So we all went to the library, and we started cramming together and, you know, testing each other. And we were tired. She goes, oh, I didn't study. And I go, I couldn't study either. It was just too much for me. And one girl started crying. And she was a believer. She says, oh, I pray to God. I go, are you a believer? She goes, yeah. I go, I'm a believer. And I said, well, let's pray. So we all prayed. We went to class. We were getting ready for the test. And this was the last class that this professor was going to have. She was in that university for so long, right? And she was from New York, from upstate New York. And she says, tell you what, you all can gather together and take your test and help each other, but I'm giving you less time and you got to help each other. Oh, my God. We all looked at each other. One girl started to cry, and we all got together. And we all hurried up and got the test done, and we got a good grade. It was, you know, depending on that last grade, but we were doing good already. But do you see the power of prayer, what God would do?
Yes.
That wasn't normal. That wasn't normal. And we were like, oh, my God. And then afterwards, the test, people were crying, and they were like, oh, God helped us. And I go, we all prayed. So tell your daughter she's got to pray, because she's going to find herself in a lot of moments like that, you know, where it's just they're expecting so much. And it's not possible, and only God can help you through. Okay?
That's
so,
right. That's right.
Yeah. So tell her, you know, she's going to find herself in those moments, and only God is going to be able to help her. Amen?
Amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord for you. I really do. And for all the PGN members and prophets and everything, because the Lord is speaking. I mean, we're living in some perilous times, and the Lord is speaking. He's pouring his spirit out. So,
but God's light is bright, is shining brighter.
Yes, it is.
And just
yes,
like it,
it
happened to me on that test, hey, God's going to do some amazing things in this time of darkness. We got to look like, we got to see things like Joshua and Caleb saw the promised land. We got to see it with positivity, God's way. God's going to do it. We see big grapes in the land. not looking at the giants. They're always going to be there, but that's not how we're supposed to focus. We're supposed to focus on the goodness of God.
The kingdom of God, yes. Amen. Well,
all right,
just,
Sarah.
I mean, this has been a great show. Well, thank you so much.
Well, God bless
and
you,
I thank
and have a great
you.
Week.
God bless you. God bless you. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. All right. My next caller is 983. Wait. No, that's 903-918-1618. Your name and where you're from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Give me a moment. Let me mute you and I'll come back. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you would help her to go through those that path that seems a little, almost like if it's like if you were walking on eggshells and you don't know what to do and like anything you do seems to be wrong in the eyes of others. But Lord, I just thank you, Lord, because as she walks, nothing's going to happen. She's going to be walking in your ways and in the straight and narrow path where she's protected, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there's protection in the ways of God. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that the path that the enemy has for her, it's not that. It's not that. As you're walking in God's way, you're going to have a way where it's protected in Jesus' name. That's all I can see. It's like a protection because you're choosing God's way, but the enemy wants you to walk in a certain way where it's almost like you're walking on eggshells is what I'm hearing, like eggshells. But God says, no, there's protection in his ways. You stay on the straight and narrow path. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, Michelle.
Yes, amen.
I
receive that because that's where I am. It's like I'm walking on eggshells. And as you were talking to that other lady, I was just praying and asking God for direction, you know. So I just have been for giving me an answer.
Yeah.
And he has been talking to me about protection, that he's protected me.
Yeah, as long as you stay on the straight and narrow path, and don't do things the way that others want you to do them, you're going to be protected. It's not going to be easy, and they're going to be frustrated with you because they want you to get out of that path and into their path so that you can, you know, do, you know, walk in that eggshell. You know, it's like, oh, if I walk here, everything's like, oh, it's going to get smashed. And I'm going to look bad regardless, no. But if you're walking in God's way, whatever you do, God's protecting you. Whatever you do, God's protecting you. I think I'm getting more clarity on this. It's sort of like, you know, the story of Daniel, where he was doing the right thing and the enemy was trying to get him off guard to do the wrong thing, but he still did the right thing. And no matter what happens, you stay on God's path, and God will bless you. God will bless you in that place. It may be hard. The narrow path is not easy. It's not easy. It's hard. The easy path is the way that everybody takes. But the narrow path is not always easy, but it comes with a blessing. It comes with a blessing when you stay with the things of the Lord. It's not easy, but it comes with a promotion, with a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
A promotion spiritually in your spiritual growth, you're going to grow in that place. And God's going to guard you. God's going to protect you. Amen. But it's your choice, too. You got to do what he says. And you believe in God, so now you're going to have to walk in it. And remember Daniel? Daniel refused to bow down to the idols. He said no. And even though when they came to, you know, to put him in the lion's den, he still said no. And then he came out okay. And nothing happened to him. God shut the mouths of the lions. God's going to shut the mouths of whoever is coming against you. He's going to shut their mouth, and they're going to see that you're a woman of integrity. Amen? And if you weren't walking in those ways before, that's okay. You're going to do it right now. Now you're going to do it right. You know, we fail, but God sees us, and he sees our hearts, and he helps us. He is pleased when we seek him for everything. And when he guides you in a certain way, he blesses you because you're bringing him glory. It's when you're doing it your way that it doesn't bring him glory. And that's where it's dangerous for us. Okay? Is there anything else you want prayer for or want to give a testimony?
No. No. I just needed this. This just shined a light on a lot of things for me tonight. Praise God. I believe my prayer was answered.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And I pray that you come back on with testimonies about what God did for you. Amen. All right,
Amen.
Michelle.
Amen.
Well, God bless you, and may God, you know, help you through that path, and that he'll help you in everything you go to do for his glory's sake. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
Amen.
So much.
All right. All right, good night. Okay. If anyone else wants ministry, I have other callers, but they don't have their hands up. I will not pick on them. There's a lot of them, but nobody has their hands raised. I will end the show. If you don't, I'll play another song and see if you want to raise your hand later on. Let me see. All right. I have this song. It's by Kim Walker Smith, and it says, "I don't have much." And listen to the lyrics. You'll be blessed.
Me.
was I Don't Have Much by Kim Walker Smith. Okay, let's go back to our callers. All right, I have 254-541, your name and where you're from.
Hello, this is Felicia from Texas.
Felicia, hey. All right, give me a moment. I'll put you on pause. All right, Felicia from Texas. All right. Father God, but a lot of Texans. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for Felicia, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for that love she has for people. that smile she gives to people, that joy, Father God, that she gives to people, Father God. And she feels that sometimes she's not enough. But, Lord, even in those things, even in that smile, even in that joyful state that she comes in, that she's giving of the love of Jesus to others, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you help her to recognize that she does have a lot to give to you, to give to others, because she has you. And I thank you, Father God, for the things you're going to help her to discover about herself and the things that you've put in her life to use her for your glory, to show her those things, Father God. She's going to see it, Lord. She's going to see it. You're going to open her eyes to that. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Felicia's joyful heart. Thank you, Lord, for that smile in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Felicia. Father God, that was a funny, that's strange. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Felicia, are you there?
I'm still here. Oh, that was
yeah.
So cool. Listen, I really wanted you to pray for me because I didn't want you to discontinue the show because, you know, I like to listen to the show. But I really was just listening to the show, and I didn't want you to, you know, like shut it down. But I wanted you to just keep going. And so that's why I went ahead and allowed you to pray for me, and I appreciate it. that's very accurate because I do try to be joyous, and I'm a very, like, I don't say it all the time, but I'm a very, like, comedian type of, but I love to, you know, I love to be, like, silly and tell silly jokes and make people laugh or make myself laugh a lot. But anyway, that was really good. And so I am a sort of kind of comedic person. Kind of, not a lot, just kind of.
Well, it's your smile, and that's what I saw. I saw the Lord focusing on your eyes, that your eyes smile to people. I mean, I don't know if you could even say that. Your eyes are smiling, like you're smiling to people with your eyes, with your smile, with your lips. And sometimes you don't think that that's important, but God is using even that. I saw you in the spirit smiling. So, wow, that's, you know what? Sometimes that's all a person needs. Sometimes, you know, they're going through stuff, and when they see somebody that's smiling, and just saying good morning, or just, you know, smiling with the eyes. And with all these masks that we wear, you know what? I didn't even think of that. Now I'm thinking about
that. That is true.
The Lord was showing me your eyes. Your eyes were smiling. That's why. Because with the mask, you're covering up the lips, but your eyes can tell if somebody's smiling. Wow.
And I always say yes. And when when I want to be pleasant, I do try to lift my eyebrows so that they can see, you know, this is a pleasant, like, yeah, I, like, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to be nice. Like, it's okay. Even if you're rude, I try to lift my eyebrows and be nice to people, even still. So that's a pretty, pretty accurate. I'm one of those people. And even when I'm sad, I still smile and I say, God, but I don't want to be fake, but I can't help but smile. So that is so true. So thank you very much. But I just wanted to keep the show going. But yeah,
Yeah, no, I have other callers too. But yeah, but you know what? I want to focus on that. You don't think that that's important, but it is important, Felicia. And you make a difference.
Thank you.
You make a difference.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was
thank
hoping
you, Jesus.
So. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
All right, Felicia.
That's it. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful week and keep on smiling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Oh, wow. Wow. That was a nice word. All right. The next caller is 469-658. Your name and where you're from.
Tiffany. I live in Texas.
Another Texan girl.
Well, I'm actually from Chicago, but I live in Texas.
Yeah, I'm from New York, but I'm in Texas. Tiffany. Yeah. All right, let me put you on mute, and then I'll pray for you. Give me a moment. Thank you, Lord, for Tiffany, Father God. Thank you for the riches, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord, because you're showing her the true riches, the riches of the kingdom of God, Father God. You're showing her the things of value, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because you're opening her eyes to things that she never thought she's seen before. And I thank you, Lord, because she's seen the true value of things, the things that are eternal. I thank you, Father God, for the riches, the jewels that you're presenting her and showing her, Father God, that will be the jewels that will be put on her crown. In the name, wow, the jewels that will be put on her crown in the name of Jesus. Those are the jewels that she'll present to you because she knows. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I see you with a crown and the jewels on you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a sight. Thank you, Lord. You are finally understanding the value of God's true riches in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're showing her. Thank you, Jesus, for what she's going to share. Thank you, Jesus, because she's giving you glory. I praise you. I give you praise. I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're teaching her, Father God. I praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for Tiffany. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Tiffany. Whoa, wow. What are you doing, girl?
lately, I've been going through a lot.
Do share. Do share. You got to share.
To be perfectly honest with you, it's been a great struggle for me lately, but through prayer, through a lot of people praying for me, I'm just learning to trust God and open my eyes a lot more. And I don't know, like I think that
that's it.
I think that even through my pain, like someone told me recently, even when the waters rise, you know, he won't let me drown. He'll get me out of the fire. And so I'm just trusting him more, and even when I can't see it, I'm just trying to hang in there. And it just seems like through my pain lately, I am kind of, it almost seems like my pain is a ministry for others. Like I'm encouraging them even though I'm going through. And then it's like, I don't know, he hasn't said it, but I just feel like God is, he just has such an overflowing blessing for me. And I think that this pain and this struggle is because he's going to bring me out in something really great. I don't know. But I've always had a heart for God, and even through this, I'm just trying to rejoice, and there's just a lot of people praying on my behalf, and things are coming up. So, but to hear that there's a crown of glory, that lets me know I'm in the right path, and that God is definitely protecting me and surrounding me, and he's pleased with what I'm doing. So that makes me really happy.
Wow. You know, a story comes to mind. I remember hearing, and you know, I understand why God was saying that about you. And that's because he's getting glory in the midst of everything that you're going through, and you're seeking him. And as you're seeking him, that's where he's so pleased, because when you seek him, you're actually saying, Lord, not my way, your way. What is your way? Show me your way.
Yeah.
And that is what's pleasing to him. Those are the jewels. That is awesome. And you don't realize it. You do not understand it. But in God's eyes, he sees that. That's very important. You are actually in a better place than other people are. You're in the middle of his will because you're seeking him. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be there all in this suffering all the time, but this is your testimony. And then it's being developed. This is the jewels that you're going to take, and you're going to be able to offer other people, show them and let them see, you know, the fruit of what you grew in, that God worked in you. You're going to be able to share from that fruit so that others can eat and be satisfied. You see?
Amen.
And so,
amen.
You know, a tree is pruned when it's being pruned. It may hurt. It may hurt the tree at a certain point, but the gardener knows exactly how to prune it. If it prunes it too low, it could kill it. But the gardener is the one that knows. It's the expert on how to prune. But somebody, that's why our lives, when you allow God to be the gardener of your life, he knows exactly where to prune in your life. It's like,
amen.
I'll give you an analogy. An expert at farming and gardening is my father.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this little herb garden, and I kept cutting from it. And I cut it so it could keep growing, and I would collect the herbs from it and freeze them so I could have them later on. But my father told me, he says, do not cut them too low because you'll kill it and they won't grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, too late. I cut them down, but I cut one particularly low, and that's the one that got stunt. But all the other ones were growing. And I'm like, when our Father shows us how to do things, how to garden in our garden, our the garden of life, our life, and we follow his instructions, we're going to bear much fruit. It doesn't mean that it's always going to be low and that it's going to look like there's no fruit. There's going to be a season where you're going to see it all come together. But you're actually in God's perfect will. You know, he's showing you. He's getting you to pray more. He's getting others to pray more. It's a blessing all around. And so that's God was showing me that, you know. So, wow, that makes sense. That makes sense what I was seeing. So you're in the perfect place. So continue staying there. It's not always going to be like that, okay? It's not always going to be like that. Better days are coming for you. But he's developing your testimony because that's where the fruit, you know, he's working something inside of you and he's pruning certain things so that you can bear much fruit, so that you could bear the things that he wants you to bear his way. Remember, when you put your hands in the gardener's hands, he's going to be able to make it work better. Now, if you let somebody else do it, they're going to mess up because they don't have experience in what you're doing. And how to work your life, because they didn't create you. See, like I took that analogy from my father as something that the Heavenly Father was telling me, hey, when you listen to me, you're going to know what you're going to do. When I tell you don't go too close over here because it's going to hurt your plants, the plants of your life, you know, cut this, do this, water that, put vitamins to this. You see the analogy? There's similarities
I do,
in our walk.
That's something that I've been kind of dealing with, is just like, you know, why so much pain? Why so much struggle? But when I hear you say it like that, it's like I have to take you through it.
You know, I've gone through a lot through the last 7 years. I've gone through so much, and I have a friend that looked at my life. He says, I don't understand why you have to go through so much. And he's questioned God, asked God, why are you allowing her to go through all of this? And it's almost painful to him to see me going through all the stuff. Yeah. But now that I'm coming at the other end, I'm seeing myself stronger. I'm seeing that all the things that God has kept me from, seeing that he protected me, the miracles, maybe not in the way that I thought they needed to happen, but I see, wow, God, you did that. Wow, God, I'm still standing. Wow, God, I have my house, and year after year, he's helped me to have the money to pay my taxes. He's been there when things have broken. He's been there when emotionally, I've had things that I've had to deal with emotionally. I'm stronger. The things that I dealt with in past years, anxieties, the fears and all that, he's delivered me from that. I'm talking to you not out of somebody that doesn't know. I'm talking to you as somebody with experience. This too will pass, but stay in it and allow God to work it through you, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right? Better days are coming.
Thank you so much. I really...
Yeah, and don't look at the outside and how dark it is on the outside. Your light is shining brighter. Better days are coming, but let God...
You confirmed it. I pray that every day, God, let my light so shine that people would see me through you. I pray that every day. And when you said that, that just, wow, that's big. That's huge.
Wow. Yeah. See? I'm telling you, I'm talking to you from experience. So
thank you very
hang
much.
In there. Stay where you're at. Don't move.
Okay.
Because we're tempted. It's like, ouch, ouch, ouch. I want to get out of here.
It's easy to run from it. That's been my thing. Like, I just want to run and hide in a closet because it's just so much. But I'm going to stay encouraged because you just said I needed
you
to
will.
Hear that today.
And then you're going to see, like, you know, like a little bush of your flowers, right? When you prune them, you're like, oh, my goodness, I think I killed it. You know, I think I killed my life. And then you start seeing little green leaves come and pop in here and pop in there. And before you know it, it's popping through all that deadness. And before you know it, it has little buds. And then you have these little beautiful flowers coming out of it. And before you know it, you have to shape it to make it even look prettier. There's still some pruning to make it look just right. So allow the process that God has you in and don't be discouraged. It's part of it. It's part of it.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, sister. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. That was Felicia from Texas. All right. Let's see. All right. I have 336287, your name and where you're from. 336287, your name and where you're from.
My name is Ayana Horn. I'm Ruth Horn with my mom.
Oh, hi, Ayana. Give me a moment and let me put you on mute, okay? Hold on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for Ayana, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the seeds that are put into the ground. That Father God, I thank you, Lord, because I see these seeds being put in the ground. And iravosho ton donanakai didian okoya shandalamakai oyamandororokoya. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in those seeds. O ramasatan dororokoya ramashatarabikira boshandalamakai. It's like, you know how when you put seeds in the ground, and sometimes there's for those seeds to germinate, there's got to be some heat. You know, the warm weather heats it up, heat. And then those seeds then pop. They pop open, and life pops out of them. There's like a struggle with those seeds to pop open, and it's painful. Maybe it might be painful for the seed. It might be painful for us as a seed, right, to pop out of that, sort of like a butterfly in a cocoon. That it struggles in the cocoon, and it struggles, and it looks kind of ugly while it's in the cocoon, but there's a work being done within the cocoon. And then finally, when that work is done, then that butterfly makes its way out, and it looks kind of ugly. It doesn't look kind of like the beautiful butterfly that it's supposed to be. It looks kind of like, you know, wrinkled up and all. But then finally it takes a moment, and then it takes off and starts flying and doing what it's supposed to do, what it's been created to do. Like the seed, once it pops and it breaks through that darkness and through that heat, it comes up and then, boom, it pops up, and then you see a little leaf. that little leaf, and then the stem, and then it starts growing, and then it starts growing in leaps and bounds. And that's what I see in you, Ayana. I see you, that God is working a process in you, and it feels uncomfortable. It feels restricted. It feels like almost like you're stuck. But you're not stuck. There's some things God is working within you. I see God's working certain things within you, and there's a heat that is being applied in your life, and you're like, oh, I don't like this. This feels hot. This doesn't feel good. But God is saying, let the process work itself through, because you're getting ready to pop. It's getting ready to come out, and then you're going to see it later on as you allow yourself to stay there and allow God to work it through. You're going to see something. Don't allow yourself to abort that, is what I'm hearing. Don't allow yourself to abort that, because many people abort what God wants to do in them because they don't understand it. They don't understand it. But I'm telling you, stay there. Stay there. Allow God to work it through in that dark moment, that dark place, that place of that heat, that fire that's coming, that you're not comfortable and that you don't like this and this doesn't feel good. But allow yourself to be in there, because God is working something through in you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Ayana and her life. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for working it through, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, Ayana. How are you?
Hello. Amen. Thank you. I'm doing. I'm blessed in spite of it's hard.
Can you say that a little closer? Because I can't make out what you're saying.
I said I'm blessed in spite of. It's a little hard, you know. It's just always me and my mom, so, you know. And I'm an only child, and you know, I just miss her a lot.
Oh, I had my mom pass away this August, and I can tell you that it wasn't easy. I thought I had dealt with everything. That's why I'm telling you, let yourself go through the process of grieving. Because if you don't, it's going to rear its head again. Not too long ago, about a couple of weeks back, I felt it again. Like I thought I had dealt with it. And although I wasn't with my father went back home. And he experienced the pain of losing my mom by going to the burial ground and going back to the home. And he was depressed and he was feeling, you know, of the loss. And I didn't realize that I was feeling it too. And I had to go through a process, and I allowed myself. And it was so quick. It wasn't very long. It wasn't very long for me because I had already dealt with it. And I felt God's comfort. God comfort me. And I pray that God comforts you too, as you seek his face. And you're going to feel sort of like God taking you and like hugging you and telling you it's going to be all right. You're going to be okay. And this is a new stage in your life. And you're going to see it later on. You don't understand it now, but you're going to see it later on. I understand sometimes, you know, for something to live in us, it has to die. And so God is taking you through a dark process, and it hurts, but stay there and talk to him and pray to him. Because as you do, he's going to help you to make it through that process, and then you're going to see the reason why. We don't understand everything, and we don't have to understand everything. We just have to be obedient to what he says. And when we are, he gets the glory. And that's what you're going to learn, that in everything that you do, you have to give him the glory. You have to allow him to live in your life. You have to seek him for everything. And it may seem tiring. It may seem like, oh, I got to do this. But if you don't, you're going to create works of your own flesh that will be consumed in the last day, and it won't stand up for good. It'll be consumed. But what is of God is like gold, and gold can only get purer in the heat of the fire.
It shines brighter. So as you allow yourself to go through that process, it hurts, but you're going to see it some time later, some years later. You may see a little bit, then a little bit more, and then before you know it, that your spiritual growth will be in a place where you never thought that you could be. But you have to allow yourself, and you may not understand it. Other people may not understand what you're going through, but that's okay. God does. He's the one that knows everything. And sometimes he doesn't allow everybody and even ourselves to understand, because he knows that the enemy will come and try to damage what he's trying to do in your life. And if everything was known, then the enemy would know too, and he would try to get ahead with other strategies. So allow God to keep you in the secret place, in the secret place of prayer, of seeking his face. In that secret place, you're going to have protection, okay? And it's not easy. I understand. I know what you know what it is to lose a mother. I know what it is to lose family. And so I'm with you. And I knew your mom. We would talk at night. We would have good conversation. I knew your mom well. And so I'm happy that you're on PGN now and you're part of the family. What kept you? It's been, you know, we've been waiting for you.
I listen to her shows. You, I work at, I usually work during this time of night. So I would sometimes, you know, she would tell me if somebody else is on or, you know, or something like that. And I would, you know, get on if I could. But normally, like I said, normally I was at work. But I did, you know, at least put my, I had my earpiece in and I would listen to her show. But,
Right. So now you got a family. You may, you know, not known us before, but you got a family on, in PGN. Okay?
Thank
so, you know, we're here to back you up with prayer. And we got you. We got you. All right? Is there anything else you want to say? A testimony? Anything?
Not this time. Maybe next time.
Well, it's a pleasure to hear you on PGN. God bless you, my sister. And again, stay in there. Don't move. All right? You'll see it.
All
You'll
right.
see it later on. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right. I got 720-620. Your name and where you're from?
Veronica Denver, Colorado.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make out what you said.
Veronica Denver, Colorado.
Veronica from Colorado. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Give me a moment. I'll put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Veronica from Colorado, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, what I'm seeing is there's some things that have happened in your life that seem like, Lord, this is deformed. This is not healthy stuff. This is not what I expected you to give me. But you know what? God says, yes, because I knew who I can give it to. I know who I can give these things to, and I know because I created you. And yes, why not you? Why not you to deal with these things? He knows you're going to get through it. He knows you're going to overcome. And I thank you, Lord, for that overcoming spirit in Veronica, Lord. I thank you, Father God, because our eyes are being more focused on you. I thank you, Lord, because it's almost like, you know, like a bionic eye, you know, where they twist it here and there, like when you go to the eye doctor and they make you look through a machine and they focus it. That's how almost like I see the Lord doing to your eyes, to your eyeballs. It's like he's tweaking it here and there, and he's like focusing it, like the lenses in your eyes to see your with the spiritual eyes of the things of the spirit. And God is doing that. God is doing that in you, and he's allowing you to see what he sees so that you can see what's there, really there, and why it's there, and what he has for you to do. Amen? And so that you know what his strategies are, what he's going to do. And but he needs you to be in agreement with him so that you can get that done through him, through you. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus, for Veronica. And thank you, Lord, for the eyes to see. Thank you, Lord, for the eyes to see the things of God. I thank you, Lord, for her willingness to be obedient to you. I thank you, Lord, for her walking in your ways and being that instrument that you use for your glory. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Veronica, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Ooh, what's going on, girl?
Working on going through working. Not easy.
What was that?
I said working on going through. Not easy.
Oh, I know. I know it's not easy. But why not you? Is what I heard the Lord say. But why not you? He knows he created you to do it, to be able to overcome that. That's why he's allowed it to happen, because he knows who he can use, and he's going to use you. Why not you?
Man.
Why not you? Talk to me.
I can do all things to Christ, right?
Amen. Now we're talking. God, for some reason, he's put something in your hands, and you're like, no, this is deformed. This is not what I expected. But God says, I'm going to make a beautiful thing out of this. Thank you, Jesus. He's gonna turn it around for your good. He's going to turn it around for your good. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Thank you very much.
You're awful quiet.
I don't know what to say.
But does it?
But yeah,
is it ringing? Oh, you understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. As long as,
yes, ma'am.
All righty. As long as you understand
you so
it
much.
And know that God is saying what he's telling you, and he knows that you can. He knows that you can. He's permitted it in your life for a reason, because he knows you can. And you're going to give him glory through all of this. You're going to follow what his directions are. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for getting my sister through. Lord, it may not be easy, Father God, but Lord, you have a perfect plan for this, Lord. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, I thank you for the eyes to see that she's seeing, and she's going to see as the days go by. As she spends her time in your word, she's going to see it. She's going to see it. And the things that the enemy has lied to her, telling her, no, no, no. And you're going to say, yes, yes, yes. And you're going to say to Jesus, yes, yes, yes. Yes, Jesus, I believe what you're saying. And liars, shut up in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that you shut the mouth of the enemy right now, because the enemy wants to come, kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, you came to give us life more abundantly. And I thank you for that abundance of life in my sister. I thank you, Lord, because she's in agreement with you. I thank you, Lord, because she has eyes to see. She has eyes to see. And I thank you, Father God. Give her the strength to make it through. Give her that strength to make it through. And, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name that when she turns back and looks back, and maybe the years or the months that she turns back and looks back at all you brought her through, she's going to realize that you were with her all the time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I just sent a feeling of relief, like a sigh. Like, oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Is there anything else you want to pray about, Veronica?
No, thank you so much.
All right, thank my dear. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, God bless. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. I have, I'm not sure if I took this one, 803-991, your name and where you're from.
My name is Angela.
Angela. All right. Let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Angela, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Angela's heart, Father God. She sees the good in other people, Father God. And sometimes people misjudge her, Father God, because they think that she should be acting one way, and she doesn't act that way. She acts the way that is of good report, things that are good, things that are lovely. And Lord, and sometimes people misjudge that. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, because she listens to your voice and she doesn't hear the voice of the enemy. And even though others may not understand her, but she knows that what she's doing is pleasing unto you. I thank you, Lord, for that gentle, loving way that she's walking in that sometimes she's misjudged for. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even though some actions that she may take that people may not understand, Lord, but she understands and you understand, Father God, and others may not understand it and they may judge it wrong, but, Lord, it doesn't matter what they think. I thank you, Lord, for that love, that heart to love, because love covers the multitude of sins. Oh, Ramashatandalanekai. And that's not an easy thing, Angela, covering the multitude of sins, because that's not easy. People misjudge that. They don't understand what love is truly about. Thank you, Lord, for the love of the Father in Angela's heart. Thank you, Lord. And I just pray that you show her even and increase that even more in her heart, Father God, towards others, Father God. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Love never fails. Amen and amen. Oh, Ramazan. Okay. Yeah. Angela.
Thank you.
You there, Angela?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. What are you going through about love?
Probably a multitude of it. Staying with my family and ties of friendship and stuff. Just having to deal with people who are a little bit challenging and sometimes, like you say, unlovable maybe. But he's teaching me how to be still and just be present and let him do the work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
That's what I sense, you know, the Lord's showing. And sometimes love doesn't seem like love in the eyes of other people. They don't understand what it is that he's doing through you.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's what I felt like God saying. That's okay. It's not what they think. It's what I think. And he's doing it through you. And they'll find out. They will know. They will know that you are his because of your love. And sometimes love has to be a little stern. Sometimes love has to correct. Sometimes love, you know, isn't, you know, that smoochy, lovey, fuzzy. Sometimes
right.
It is. Sometimes it is, right? And so people misjudge it. Oh, well, you should be like, you should. No, it's what God says, that God says you're supposed to love. You know, it reminds me like this preacher, David Wilkerson. He was loving to this one gangbanger. His name was Nicky Cruz.
And he loved on him. And, oh, man, it's coming to me right now. And he told him, Nikki Cruz at one moment confronted this preacher, this skinny little country boy, and he spit on his face. And he says, and the preacher tells him, even if you cut me up in little pieces, they'll all cry out that Jesus loves you.
Mm.
That Jesus loves you.
Wow.
You need to watch that movie. It's free on YouTube.
Oh, it's a movie.
The Cross and the Swan Movie.
It's free.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, it's free. Cross and the Switchblade. It's Pat Boone and Eric Estrada. It just came to me right now. It just came to me right now. And this preacher, he died some years ago. He was in New York. That's where I'm from New York. And this gangbanger was a Puerto Rican gangbanger. He was in a strange gang named the Mau Maus. And so they would kill people. They would kill people. But this preacher loved him. And then he gave his heart to Jesus. And he became a minister. And he had to overcome drug addiction. And this minister, David Wilkerson, had to help him to overcome the drug addictions cold turkey without anything, praying over him, helping him through really tough nights as he sweat out all the drugs, and he was set free. And so he took him through a hard path. But this minister, and he became a minister, and he's still preaching still today. He's an old man, and he's still preaching today and about the love of God and the way this preacher had loved on him about the love of God. So, thank you, Lord. I just can feel that. You know, it almost takes my breath away. It's like, I just feel the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what you're going through with who you're going through, but it's God's love through you, and people don't understand it. You just continue loving and helping them.
I will.
I don't understand everything that I'm telling you, but you do.
Right. I do. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. So,
this
is about the lost. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to pray about?
That God would just keep me like you said, keep me in the battle, so to speak. You know, help me to stay strong, because I did feel a little worn about a week ago. So what you're saying is right on point, because it's challenging, and it's, especially when you're dealing with your family and some friends. So
I know.
It's the toughest ones, you know, sometimes. So I just pray for strength and just wisdom and to not, you know, be discouraged. And,
Well, Lord, I just lift up Angela, Father God. I pray that I'm in agreement with her for that wisdom that she needs, Father God, that you would show her, Father God, as she spends time with you in your word, Father God, that you will make it so clear to her the wisdom that she needs to take, that the things that she needs to do and what not to do, Father God, that it becomes so clear to her, Father God. And, Lord, I just pray that right now, touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Bring refreshing, a spiritual refreshing, Father God, where that the breath of life just breathe into her nostrils, breathe into her being, into her body, soul, and spirit, Father God. Refreshing her, Father God, able to go back in, sort of like when a boxer is, they ring the bell and go ding, ding. And they go into a corner and they get refreshed and they get water poured over their head and you know, they get wiped down and greased up in order to, you know, go back in and give the enemies more blows to win the battle, to win the fight. And I just thank you, Father God, that you're making this warrior strong, that you're refreshing her, Father God, and giving her the strategies that she needs, Father God, to win these battles. And I thank you, Lord, because the battle's won. The battle is the Lord's. I thank you, Lord, because the battle is yours. And as you spend time worshiping and seeking his face, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that as she seeks your face, in worship, that she'll find that refreshing, and that she'll know that the battle is yours, that you're the one that's going to deal with all these things, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the love of God, the love for the lost, the love for those that are wayward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that are walking in the flesh, Father God, that she's loving on them, that she's loving on them, loving them to the place where they need to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They may be challenging, but thank you, Lord, because her light shines brighter. Her light shines brighter in the midst of all that darkness. In the midst of all that darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, girl, you guys are. I could sense something going on here. You guys, it's not easy for you. I could sense it. It's not easy for you, but you know what? It's beautiful. It's the most beautiful place you can be. I mean, it may be hard for you, you know, but you know what? When you start looking at it in a spiritual sense, and you see what God sees, you're like, wow, God, you know, really, this is where I'm supposed to be. I mean, it's not easy. The narrow path is not easy. The narrow path is not easy. But it's where we're supposed to be. And there's a reward at the end. There's a reward. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And it's not going to be all the time like that. There's going to be good days, too. There will be good days. But allow yourself to be in these days. And, you know, like I've been through a lot in the last 7 years, but I'm sensing that I'm already coming out of that. And maybe if somebody would have told me, oh, in 7 years, I would have been like, oh, no, please, no. But, you know, now that I'm getting through it and I'm coming out at the other end, I see what God has been trying to do in me. Amen. And so as I'm encouraging you to stay in there, you're going to encourage others too.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Thank you so much. What was the name of that movie you said, Carmen? What was the name of the movie? Because I'm going to watch
it. The Cross and the Switchblade. The Cross and the Switchblade. It's an old movie. It's like with Pat Boone. Pat Boone was a young man at that time. Mm-hmm. He plays that preacher, David Wilkerson. Uh-huh. That church of David Wilkerson, it's a Times Square church. It's still up. They still do services in that church in New York. I'm not sure what Nikki Cruz is up to, but I know that he's always preaching to the youth, to gangbangers, mm-hmm. to drug addicts, and things like that. But the man cannot talk. He starts speaking in English. He's Puerto Rican, right? And he cannot talk. I'm Puerto Rican, and I can't understand him sometimes. But God uses the man. So you know what? Whoever thinks that they don't know how to talk, hey, take a look at Nikki Cruz, all the things that God has done with this man. He's traveled the world. He's ministered to many, many people, many nations. And so... And he's still at it. He's still ministering to the youth. So, I mean, they even made a movie out of his life. He was a killer. They killed people. They killed people.
Mm-hmm.
He was into witchcraft. Mm-hmm. I mean, his parents would call him the son of the devil. That's how bad he was. He was bad. He was bad. But yet, this man doesn't know how to talk. He was a gangbanger. He killed people. He was doing drugs. And look, God is still using him.
Wow, that is.
Amen.
Quite a story.
So,
yes.
Watch that movie.
I will.
It's with Eric Estrada. Eric, you remember Eric Estrada from Chips?
Estrada. Mm-hmm. Chips. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
From that era.
Another Puerto Rican. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, he can use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. There you go. Amen. All right, sister.
Okay, God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. Be blessed. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see. Did I get everybody? Okay, I got that one. All right.
I have other people on the line. There's nobody else. I've covered everybody else, but there's a lot more people without raising their hands. So I'm going to – okay, there's one. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try and do my best to cover as many as I can tonight. All right. Okay. I got to write them down so I can see, and I won't call on the same people. Did I call on that one? Okay. I got two more. Okay. And that way I go crossing them out, and that way I don't go over them again. All right. 951-966, your name and where you're from.
Hi, family. This is Regina.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you through the echo.
I said, this is Regina. How are you?
Regina. Okay. Give me a minute. Let me put you on mute. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Regina, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm hearing the Lord saying, you know, being strong is one thing. Truly strong is one thing. But it's okay when we don't feel strong. And when we are weak, he is strong. When we are weak, he is strong, is what I'm hearing. And it's okay. It's okay. We don't always have to be strong. And because when we realize that we're not strong and we run to him, he's strong for us. He's strong for us. And I don't know what it is that you're going through and you feel like you have to, you know, put up a front that, you know, you're strong, you're strong, you're strong. But God says, no, I'm strong in you. Come to me. Come to me, those that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And so God is saying, come to him, and he'll make you strong. He'll give you the strength that you need to overcome. And yeah, people are looking at you and pulling at you and tugging at you because they know that they can rely on you. But it's not you that they need to rely on. They need to rely on God. And it's God in you that's giving them. But you're going to teach them to trust in the Lord, to go to God themselves. And I thank you, Lord, because even in your weakness, even in that weakness, Father God, you're going to teach other people that it's okay. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. That sounds like a song. This is how you do it. Do it. No, I don't hear those words. You know how you go by a car and you hear the same lyrics over and over on the shows, on the radio shows? That, I've heard that song before. So this is how you truly do it, the way of God. God is the way that you're supposed to do things. This is the way that you do things, not the way the world does them. The way the world does them is all messed up, but the way that God does them is the right way. And so even in your weakness, when we are weak, he is strong. And in your weakness, you're going to show. There's going to be power in that. There's going to be power in that because God is going to work through that. God is going to work through that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we are weak, he is strong. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're strengthening Regina. Her strength is from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that strong woman of God. The strength is from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Boy, you girls, you know, are going through heavy duty stuff. I can sense it in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But there's nothing impossible for God. Nothing impossible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Regina in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, Regina.
Yeah. Hello.
Good in you. How are things?
Hey, get in there. Good.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hanging in there, believing, trusting God. And yeah.
Yeah.
Things, but I trust God. I believe God and on his word that and his promises. So yeah.
Yeah. And even when we're weak and we feel like we can't, We trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so beautiful, because he's in the mix of it all. It's when we don't
mm-hmm.
run to him and we're weak, that's when we get in trouble, right? But God's
yes.
going to show others through how you do that. He's going to see, you're going to see that. You're going to see that. They're going to see that. That it's not always, you
mm-hmm.
know, pretty and the color purple, that everything's going to look dandy. But even in the bad things, God is there. God is helping us. And we get through it. And that's the wonderful part. He gets the glory, and it always ends up good. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And you have eyes on you. Let me tell you, you have people watching you.
Oh,
you
I know.
People watching you. And they're watching what you're going to do and what you're facing. So, you know, you're pointing them back to him. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there anything you want to say, a testimony, a word, something that's encouraging to somebody?
Well, you were just saying that, you know, having eyes on you. I have a coworker I've been working with for
can you get closer to the speaker? Because I want to make sure we all hear you, and
okay.
I know it's something important.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you nice and clear.
Okay. So I have a coworker that I've been working with for a couple years now, and she really hasn't been,
mm-hmm.
you know, voicing her opinion about too much. So today she was telling me, she said, you know, I went to Barnes & Noble's and I was getting her niece or nephew a birthday gift. And she said, and I found myself on the religious aisle and I was going to buy a Bible. And I didn't know which one to get, so I was going to ask you first, you know, get my opinion on which Bible should she get. And
mm-hmm.
then we talked about it. So somebody that never really talked about it, I mean, you know, she knows that I believe in God. I've shared things with her, but she asked me which Bible she should get, and I know that's only the Lord leading her, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Which Bible should she get, and then asked if we can just start reading together. So I said, well, yeah, you
Ooh.
Get the Bible, and then we can. Yeah, so I said, absolutely, I would love to. So when you get the Bible, we'll start doing Bible study, you know, reading it and talk about it. So she's like, okay, I would like that. And then another coworker overheard us, and she's like, well, include me, too. I want to do it, too. So I was like, wow. So you would think they would, yeah, you think they wouldn't, wasn't
oh,
paying
see,
that much attention.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
The Lord is right. You know, he was showing me that you have eyes on you. They're looking at you.
That,
now
yeah, that happened today.
It.
Yes, that
what?
Happened.
Wow.
That happened
God
today.
Knows it all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What are the odds, right? What are the odds of that happening? That was orchestrated
yeah.
by heaven.
Yeah, that's for sure. Not
wow.
me. I know that's that. But she's like, I was at Barnes & Noble's, and I didn't know which one to get, so I was going to ask you. You know, which
wow,
one did I get?
Wow, Regina.
So mm-hmm. So I said, well, you
wow.
kidding me?
Wow, that is
going?
Awesome.
She's like, okay. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, that's, I was like, look at God. So I was like, that nobody but Jesus.
But you know what?
You know,
that's what the Lord was, you know, at the beginning, he was showing me that in your weakness, that's what you're going to share, how you got it done in your weakness by pointing them to God. And that,
mm-hmm.
and don't be ashamed of, you know, showing them that, yeah, you too are weak, but when you're weak, God is strong. And that's exactly where he wants us, you know, seeking him. That when we don't know, and even when we do know, we need to still seek him. We still need to seek
Amen.
Him because it's what comes out of him to us and guiding us. Because sometimes we think we know best, but Father knows best. Father knows
yeah.
best. Sometimes we think we know better, and he knows the ins and outs of everything. And it's always, whether you know or don't know, you should always go to him. And so even in that humility of letting other people see your weak side, that you're not always strong, and the only reason why you're strong is because of him, that they're going to learn how to follow him, and that it's okay to be weak, because that's where we're supposed to be. When we are weak, he is strong. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I felt that in my spirit.
Yes.
Amen. It's almost like, you know, the breath of God just hits you. Thank you, Lord. Wow, that's an awesome testimony. I'm glad I asked.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that just happened. It happened today. Wow. I was shocked. I was like, wow. It was like, what? Like, yeah, I was going to ask it, you. I was like, wow. Okay.
It was just plopped in your lap. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen,
if only everything else. If only other things happened like that too, right?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. That's orchestrated by heaven. Wow. Wow, what an awesome
only,
testimony. Is
only God,
go ahead.
Right? I just said that's only God, you know, like you said, you wouldn't think that they, you know, well, they know that I believe in God and a lot of stuff. I'd be like, oh, no, I can't do that. And so they respect that, but that was shocked. So that's only Jesus is, you know, working on our heart. So I was happy
wow.
for it.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
That happened today.
Wow. What are the chances that we ask you about that and that I say that? That's God. God's wanting for you to give him glory. He just gave him glory, girl.
Oh, yeah. That's not me. I know it's not me. I'm like, oh, no, I know it's not me.
Well, he orchestrated it, right? Yeah.
He did.
Wow.
He did. He did.
Is there anything that you want to pray about or anything else you want to share?
No. Well, we just pray for my – well, I'm always praying for my daughters, just – well, now I know, just praying that God will bring somebody, the right people into their path. So I always have that on my heart, but I trust God. I know
that's something that we need to always do. Even for our grandchildren, when we have grandchildren, even when they're babies, we have to start praying for them and asking God to give them the right mate, the right people that, you know, that the wrong people will just be moved out of their way. Get them out, Lord. Get them out.
Yes.
Put godly people, people that, you know, are going to be strong, that are going to be people that will help them to grow and that they'll do things for him. Not that, you know, people with ill intentions can get saved, but when it comes to relationship, we don't want that around them. But when they're strong, then may God use them and use them to bring them into the fold because they're lost, and that's what God is all about, the lost. And, but, you know, when you're weak, you're still weak. You don't want that around you. You know your children. You know your grandchildren. It's like one sister that was one time I was living in Germany, and this one sister was asking for prayer for her brother, and he had been an alcoholic. And somebody talked to him about Jesus, and he was so on fire for the things of God, he went back to the bars to minister to his friends. But instead of him ministering to his friends ministered to him, and he was back drinking again. And so that's not what we want. That's not what we want. We want our children and our grandchildren to be strong in the Lord when they're strong and ready to be around the lost, to be able to bring them in. Otherwise, it can be the other way around. So, Lord, we just pray for all the callers and all the moms and the dads that may be on the line with their children, that, Lord, that you draw the right people in their path when they're of the right age, Father God, the age where they want to have a mate or they want to they're meeting people, Father God. We just pray that you move those people away that are not right for them, Father God, and that you will make them strong and strong enough to go out there to minister to the lost, but prepare them, Father God. Prepare our children and our grandchildren. Help them to be equally yoked with people that are godly. Bring them to the place where they're walking right with you so that they can attract the same thing into their lives. And, Lord, and I pray for anybody else that's seeking a mate, Lord, that you would do the same thing for them too, Lord. Bless people with relationships, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
with God, the God kind of relationships in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, amen.
All right, Sheena, is there anything else you'd like to pray about?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
All right, sis.
God bless you.
You have a wonderful week.
You
and
too.
Go strong in the Bible studies.
Yeah, I'm going to. They're going to make me accountable. So, I have to be accountable since they're asking. So, yeah.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. I bet. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, God bless you. Yeah, remember, where there's two or more in your midst, there's the Lord, right? He's there.
Amen.
Where there's two or more, so he's going to be there. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right.
Amen.
God bless. Have
okay.
a wonderful week. Amen. All right. 754-240, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. This is Donald and Tanya from Miami.
God bless. Let me mute you for a moment, and I'll get back to you. Father God, thank you, Lord, for Donald and Tanya, Father God. Oh, Ramasha Tandala Nakai, Idiandoro Bokoya, Shunana Nakai, Idiandora Nakai. Thank you, Lord, for this couple, Lord. Blessings on them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Ora mashotandala nakai, riviandala nakai, ravoshondara nikoi, ravoshandala nakai. Thank you, Lord, for the order in the family, the order, Father God, that, Father God, they are finding the ways of the order of the Lord, the order of the Lord, the order of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, because Donald, I see you realizing certain positions that you have to take that you weren't comfortable before, and you're walking in them. And I thank you, Lord, because Tanya is learning to walk in her position. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What I'm seeing is that God is bringing that order in both of you. It's not easy. Because you may not have had the models to follow that, but God is the model. And it's uncomfortable at first. It's sort of like a grandfather clock when it's spinning in the reels, you know, within, and it gets stuck because it's going the wrong way. But when it gets put in the right way, it flows. Everything, this wheel hits that one hits this one, and it's all flowing and ticking right, and it's ticking in the right way. And so God is getting your marriage to tick the right way, because there's things that are falling in order. And thank you, Lord. He's created you special, and he knows each one of you. And where you come from and the cultures that you come from. And he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, and he's making it work. He's making it tick. And there's been times where things get stuck, but it's not stuck. It's God showing you certain things that you're going through so that you can show other people how to get unstuck in Jesus' name, how to get unstuck. And that's okay, God says, that's okay, because those are the teaching lessons that you're going to take to teach other people how to make their marriage tick in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Donald and Tanya. Thank you, Lord, for their marriage. Thank you, Lord, because you're using their marriage as an example, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because you're the one that's leading and guiding. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see you guys like a grandfather clock, like it's ticking, it's flowing. Amen. Wow, that was different. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hello? Donna,
amen. Amen. Yes, amen, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, I mean, don't despise those things that are happening. It's for a reason. And God is allowing that so that you can run to him and find the solutions, because you're going to give other people solutions on how you did it.
listening.
On how you did it and how to make your marriage tick. That sounds like a book.
Amen.
How to make your marriage tick.
Amen.
Wow.
I remember that title.
That's funny. Yeah. Wow, God is amazing. I'm definitely a prophet because I got to see it in order to say it because it's like a TV for me. Like I see these things and wow, I love it because, you know, I know it's not me. So apparently there's something that God is doing in your life with your marriages and being one that was married, I know it can be challenging at times, you know, because it's a ministry. Marriage is a ministry to another person. And a wife, it's really rough because you're over here and you know and you can do this and you can do that. But when you are under the covering of a marriage, it's different. It's not like being a single woman. And young ladies out there that are single, learn this now. Once you're married, you can't do things the same old way that you used to do them. You have to do it in a different way. And sometimes your husbands will fail, but that's why you're there to intercede, to help him, to pray for him so that he won't fail. You're the one that's going to pray it in so that he won't fail, that God will help him, to guide him and show him how to lead the family. And you're their helper. You're not the leader. You're not the leader. You know, yes, you lead your children, but when it's the husband leads. But not a dictator. Not a dictator. Because I've been in those relationships where it's been dictatorship. It's like Hitler. Calm down. So, men, it's not to be a dictator. It's to be a man of God, a man that leads by love, like Jesus loved the church. He leads his family. Mm-hmm. And so I feel there's something there about the ministry of marriage in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Talk to me, guys.
Receive it.
Yeah, well, I know earlier we were talking about, you know, because we were brought up in a Christian family, so we have, like, people ahead of us. And, you know, there's just sometimes, you know, why they're not making it, why things are not happening. And, you know, that's things that, you know, we witness, like, all our lives. And we'll just talk about it, like, man, you know, praying, you know, God bring us a certain way because we want to show Christians. We want to show, like, especially, like, people in our family, you know, like, because you was talking about being stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we were talking about, like, okay, how did we get unstuck? How did we, you know, make it or get to a certain level, you know, as Christians? And, you know, I just think, you know, I'm just talking about, like, the Christians that we were raised around is, you know, sometimes, you know, you look at their lives and you're like, man, I know you're going to church, you're praying, but why is it not working? Why is it not, why are you not advancing or why are you not getting the thing that you've been praying to God for? And, but that's what we'll talk about. We'll just like saying, man, I really want to show, I want to get where I'm able to reach back and show, like, this is how we can do it. This is how we can reach the promises of God, the things that God has promised you, and get unstuck, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's exactly what we were talking about earlier today.
Yeah, and especially when you mentioned the models, and you know, that's what we want to show people. Basically, hey, you did it this way. I know you're a Christian, but we're doing it that way. We just want to be able to be an example. So, amen for that.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what backgrounds you have, what cultures you come from. It is doable in God. Everything is doable in God. God can make it because it's him doing it through you. It's not us doing it. And so people automatically will say, well, no, you're from here. They're from there. No, it's not going to work. No, it's God is the one. He created us. Mm-hmm. He's the one that makes it work. But without God in the middle, there ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing can stand. No business, no marriage, no relationship, no family, no nothing. No, nothing. But with God, all things are possible. Where are you guys
Amen.
From?
Amen.
Well, we're from here. Well, our family, Tanya's actually
from
Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of our family, that's where they're from, Haiti.
Oh, okay. I had neighbors in New York that were from Haiti, too. I had they were a long-time childhood friends that we grew up on the same block right next door. It was fun. Okay, so that's an island near Puerto Rico. That's isn't Haiti sharing the island with the
Dominican Republic? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. I see now. All right.
So there's a lot of Haitians over there, too. Yeah.
Yeah. They go, I guess, in and out. It's in the same island. It's all the Virgin Islands. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, no matter where you're from, when God is in control and God is the Lord of your life and the Lord of your marriage, things are possible. And so I see you guys showing other people how to make it tick. There it goes again. How to make it tick, how to make your marriage tick. So, that's what I was seeing, like a grandfather clock, you know. Years ago, I had gone to Germany, and I had gone into a shop where they make the grandfather clocks, right? And there's a lot of wheels in those clocks. There's a lot of wheels. And this one touches this one hits that one hits this one, and at a certain time, it just gongs. And I was like, wow, when it gets messed up, you have to really take it back to the clockmaker, because he's the only one that knows how to make it unstuck, you know, make it flow in the right place, because if you start messing with it, you're going to mess up an expensive piece of furniture. Those are not cheap. Those grandfather clocks are expensive. So that's like our marriages. Mm. They're priceless. They're precious. And God knows how to make it work. He sees every intricate part of that marriage and what needs to be done, whether it's with children, whether it's with finances, whether it's with the relationship, with the intimacy. There's different parts of a marriage that only God knows how to make it work. And many people have different issues. Not what one person has may not be the issue that another person may have. They may be okay with money, but the next person may not be okay. Maybe it's intimacy. Maybe it's dealing with the children, how to raise a child. So I feel that the Lord, as you humble yourself before the Lord and allow him to show you how to work it in your lives, you're going to be used mightily to help others, but especially your family. Especially your family.
Mm.
Allow that, because that's why I said, you know, you haven't seen that in your family. I said that at the beginning. You haven't seen it in your family, and that's why it's so important to you. And you mentioned it afterwards that's what, you know, you were talking about. So that's only God. That's God right there. So he sees and he knows your heart, and he's going to use you in that, okay? So just write it down, the things, you know, journal the things that you learned in your marriage, you know, because I don't know. I feel like maybe that might be a book. That might be a book to teach other people, you know. It's good to have things organized, the testimonies, the things that you went through, what you went through. You know, sometimes in our weaknesses is where people learn the real value of the lesson. You know, I try to show people what I've gone through in my journey. And that seems to help other people. I know it helps me when I hear other people saying, well, I wasn't doing good in this, and this is what the Lord showed me. And I'm like, wow, that speaks volumes. So, you know, write it down. Be patient with one another, because marriage is not, besides the beginning parts where you're, you know, in the honeymoon stage and this and that, but when the nitty-gritty gets going and you have to raise children and they go through the different phases of being a child, a baby, a child, going to school, then the teenage years, that's another challenge right there. There's different things that you have to face, but, you know, your God is God and he's going to show you through it. He's going to show you different things.
Amen.
You'll see. You'll see what I mean. Is there anything you want to pray about, give a testimony about?
No, just a general prayer for, you know, family and finances, pretty much. Because we're expecting something from God, and we just want him to bless, to open up the heaven's door for finances.
Yes, I know that God is going to bless you, but getting yourself informed on with other people, because the Word of God says that in the midst of many advisors, there's victory. So there's many people that have wisdom in finances. And so, but not everybody. Mm. It's the godly advisors, those that are godly. And so as you seek those kind of people with godly wisdom, God's going to show you also things too through them. You know, it's sort of like you ever seen the Olympics where one runner is running and then the other one gets to another point and he passes the baton. Well, basically, that's how I see it. These godly advisors have gone through the proof. They've run the race, and they've reached a certain point, and they pass the baton to other people to continue doing what it is that they've learned. But, you know, with the challenges of the world, things change, too. So they have to walk a different walk. But they have something that they are armed with, the wisdom of other people that have gone through the things through the help that God gave them. And so they'll go further. So I see you going further, but as you seek the godly wisdom, amen, you'll see godly wisdom and you're going to go further. Study their ways, what they've done, but always first seek God on all matters, because he'll show you who to go to. Not all of them are for you to go to. Okay, not that they're bad, but God knows which ones you need to listen to. Okay, you know, like you'll never, you know, that'll make sense, it'll make it click, that the Holy Spirit will speak through. Okay, and so in your finances in that way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for Donald and Tanya. I pray, Father God, that you guide them in all truth, that you give them, send godly advisors, whether it's through video, whether it's through ministry, Father God, somebody with godly wisdom on finances that will bless them and guide them so that they can go even further than they had gone. And Lord, I just pray for the family. I pray, Father God, for the family dynamics, Father God. And I pray that you give them wisdom also in that, in raising children, family, dealing with loved ones, Father God, that all that dynamic of relationships, Father God, in the family, that you just guide them and bless them and give them the wisdom that they need, Father God. And the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, because they fear you and they seek you and they love you and they want your ways. And I thank you, Father God, for the beautiful things that are going to come out of that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank Amen. You, Lord, for the blessed finances in Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It and seems like every time Father. I pray for you all, it's like a breath of a wind just comes and hits me. You're really strong. So, yeah.
Hallelujah.
I've experienced the presence of God in different ways, but that's different. That's different this time. Wow. Thank you, Lord. So I know that all those that have been ministered to tonight believe and don't allow the enemy to steal your blessings. Walk in your blessings by being obedient, by walking in them and showing God that you do believe, that you're being proactive and receiving what it is that he has, preparing yourself for that blessing. It's not just going to fall on your lap, basically, is what I'm trying to say, is that you do your part and prepare yourself to receive that blessing that God has, whether it's a marriage, whether it's finances, a business, whatever it is, even the things that I haven't mentioned, prepare yourself. Amen. And is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, that was all. Thank you a lot.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is the first time I've talked to you guys, haven't I?
Yeah, this is the first time we was able to call in.
Oh, so we said, my pleasure.
So, we had,
nice to
meet you. I just checked. I didn't know if anybody was on tonight, and I just checked. I said, oh, Carmen's on tonight. We said, hey, let's talk.
Yeah, I'm going to be on earlier from now on, from 8 to 10, because, no, 8 to 11, because I work later on, and so I had to change my hours earlier to do the shows earlier, because I didn't have the time before, and it was really difficult, but it's working. So I'm here at Saturdays. So I'll do my
and
best to be every
that's
Saturday.
Central time?
I started, Randy's time would be 8 o'clock. The time that Randy that normally is 8 o'clock. I'm in Texas, so it's El Paso. So I'm at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So it's really block talk hour. It would be 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. I get a little confused, and I have to explain it to Randy. No, Randy, my time is this time. Block talk is a different time. So I pushed it an hour earlier to be able to do the 3 hours. So I'll be here, God willing, and I'll do my best to do whatever the Lord leads. Amen. All right. So you guys have
amen.
A blessed week.
All right.
God
all
bless
you.
Too. All right. I have callers without their hands up. If you would like to raise your hand, this is the time to do it. I got 2 more minutes. Otherwise, I am going to play a song right before closing, but let me pray. And then I'll place this song. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your love. Thank you for loving the lost. Thank you for loving us, because we were lost one time. And we don't always do things right. And we're sometimes like that sheep that we go astray sometimes. But you love us and you bring us back. And basically, that's the whole reason for you loving us, because you love the lost. You love what's been lost. You bring it back because that's who you are. You are God. There's nobody like you that can do the things that you can do. You are God. And Lord, I just pray that you help us this week to search out for the lost, those that are lost, those that are the prodigals, those that are maybe lost their way, and those that have maybe never known about you. Lord, bring them back. Bring them back to you, Lord. Bring those that have never been yours to your kingdom. Help us, use us, so that we will be your vessels to bring those to your kingdom, Father God. And Lord, prepare them, and bless PGN, Father God. Thank you for the grace on PGN, Father God, to minister to the people, Lord. Please, Lord, we just pray and we just give you thanks that you would just continue to use PGN in a great and mighty way, Father God, to minister and reach out not only to the U.S., but throughout the whole world. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, everybody, thank you for being on tonight. It was a blessing. I'll play a little bit in the last 1 minute that we have of the show. Let's see. I'll play that same song again, Salvation from Joshua Aaron. Salvation is your name.
Salvation, your name. Salvation, Thank you.